Owatonna High School Sports, and we're talking girls lacrosse right now with Coach Dan Parr. The Huskies back on Monday. Boy, what a thrilling game that was against Rochester John Marshall. I know both teams were unbeaten in the Big Nine coming into it. Tight game, back and forth, Huskies win. That was a lot of fun on Monday night, Dan.
Yeah, a little bit hard on my blood pressure, but it sure was a lot of fun. Yeah, John Marshall, they're a real good team, and they've had our number over the past year and a half or so. We've kind of split with them, you know, one win apiece each of the last two seasons, and they've got a nice program, and it was certainly a really well-played game, and we were fortunate enough to come out on top of that one.
I'm sure the blood pressure took a hit after JM took a lead, and it certainly looked like Owatonna scored about a minute later to even the game, and the officials all had their eyes closed at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like a goal to me, but it was so early on, you just try to move past it and not have the girls dwell on it at all, and I don't think it affected them a whole lot. Fortunately for us, and we were able just to keep it close that first three quarters of the game, you know, either tied or down a goal, and we just kept staying the course and stayed within our game plan and ended up working out for us in the end.
And that's a great point. Sometimes things happen, you can't control it. To let that eat at you would not have been good for the team, so they did rebound from it. And what can you say to that end? And did you have to talk to the team about that, or did they get past that and just kind of, you know, deal with what they could deal with?
I mean, they actually did a pretty good job of working through it on their own. I didn't have to say much. I kind of had a poor ankle at it from where I was standing on the sideline, so I really didn't have a whole lot to go on other than it's just one and let's just, you know, keep playing our game. And I think we scored, you know, maybe 90 seconds later.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't hurt us too bad. But it is something, you know, had that been later on in the game, that could have been a definite shift in momentum for sure. But lucky for us, it happened early and we were just able to get through it.
Now, Owatonna had some very long offensive possessions and running offense, and sometimes you scored, sometimes you didn't. What's kind of working in the inner workings when the Huskies are running offense and you've got the ball controlled on that side of the field?
Well, offense is a little different makeup this year than it has been the past 2 years I've been here. Last 2 years, we've been more of an up-and-down transition-type scoring team.
Okay.
But we've had girls like Laura Ebling and Jade Hughes, Sophie Amundsen, girls that really like to run, you know, on the midfield. And, you know, we've lost those girls to graduation this year, and our strength is more 7-on-7 this year versus our transitions from defense to offense.
Okay.
So we've been working on just possessing the ball and just kind of generally wearing down that defense, you know, over the course of the game, taking some long possessions, not forcing passes into the crease and just being smart with the ball. We're probably a little bit lower scoring team this year than we have been in the past years, but you know, our record shows that, you know, we're 4-0 in the Big Nine and 4-2 overall, or 6-2 or whatever we are, 2 overall, and so it seems to be working. So we've just changed our offensive philosophy a little bit this year based on personnel.
Lyric Broughton had a hat trick in the win over John Marshall, but there were some awfully nice passes to set her up.
Yeah, and that's what we really like to see, especially from the coaching staff side of it. We want to be balanced, and we want girls making assists on goals, and, you know, just like in hockey, you want, mm-hmm. or in basketball, you want your goals to be in baskets, to be assisted, and we've got unselfish girls, and they're just as happy making a great pass as they are scoring goals. So that's great. Yeah, Lyric had some nice goals, but she had a nice pass, I think, from Chloe Schmidt and from Skyler, and I think one from maybe Taylor Woltman. So great to see the girls sharing the ball around and different girls scoring every night. So it's been good.
And what stands out on the defensive side, not only in the win against John Marshall, but just in general on defense, and a freshman goalie you've got in there?
Yeah, John Marshall's offense, you know, we're a lot alike. You know, they're a possession style offense too, where they just want to hold on to the ball and be smart with it. They'll pass it around the perimeter and just wear your defense down. They'll possess the ball for, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes at a crack, and, you know, just like us, they don't let your offense have a whole lot of possessions, and they just wear you down. And our defense, you know, was able to withstand some of that, and then our offense did the same thing. But, you know, our defense was just, you know, it was bend but don't break. You know, we were able to keep them on the perimeter quite a bit of the time John Marshall was in offense, and when they went into the crease, they really had to force it, and we were able to pick up some ground balls and get the ball back to our offense. And Zoe's been really great in the net. You know, for her being a freshman, she's playing like a senior, and you know, she's having an outstanding year. She stepped in for us big last year when Carly Christensen got hurt, and as an eighth grader, and you know, goalie is what she does. You know, a lot of people will step in and they'll try it or they'll play it just to fill a role because somebody doesn't want to do it or you don't have anybody in there. But Zoe's a goalie. That's what she does, and she does it really well. And we're really blessed to have her back there.
Dan, the upcoming schedule, I believe Mayo on Saturday afternoon, and then maybe a couple of games at least next week. What's coming up for the Huskies girls lacrosse squad?
Yeah, I know we go to Mayo tomorrow. That'll be a good game. Mayo might be a little bit down this year, but they're always a pretty decent team and fun to play. They've got a nice stadium there with some nice field turf. And
oh, yeah.
Should be a nice day tomorrow. And then I think we've got a couple of games next week. I think we're on the road to Northfield on Monday, yep. And maybe something on Thursday, maybe Mankato at home on Thursday.
That looks like what I've got on my schedule.
All right.
All right, well, have good luck with those games. Again, Saturday afternoon, 12:15, for folks who want to go see you guys, the girls, play at Mayo, coming off a big, big win over Rochester John Marshall 5-4 early in the week. Dan, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Dan Parr, talking Owatonna Girls Lacrosse on KRFO.